I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Welcome to your own show, A Muslim Lady, from IRIB English Radio. It's an honor for me to be here and to share with you the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam. Although we try to convey their message, the message of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam, but I'm sure that our listeners also, they have studied these beautiful treatise of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, which we discuss here. So it's a gently reminder for our listeners. And with me to share her knowledge is my wife, Razia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. As a wife, I'm here and we are going to discuss the rights of wife. So you can imagine that how happy I am that we are, as a student of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, we are just entering in the Institute of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and we want to dig what kind of treasure Imam has left for us. And until now, I think, we have done so many amazing points and messages from Imam, from this book of Risalatul Huquq,
the treatise of rights. So we were discussing the right of a wife. Unfortunately, in our societies, usually they don't discuss. If they discuss, they discuss only the materialistic things and material rights only. But here Imam beautifully says the most important right of your wife is that she is uns and she is a source of peace. And it goes again upon the way how you live your life, the way how you interact with your life, the way how you express your love, and the way how you go to the heart of your wife by expressing your love and passion.
So we are so fortunate that, alhamdulillah, we are discussing about the Risalatul Huquq of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in which Haqqu Zawja. And as a Zawja, I feel so much respect that my husband is there and discussing about Haqqu Zawja of Risalatul Huquq. And what Imam is saying, as a recap, that your wife is source of sakan. Yeah, number one.
Yeah.
Number two?
Uns.
Uns means source of peace.
Source of peace.
And she's the ni'mah.
Yeah.
She's the gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Bounty of Allah.
Bounty of Allah.
And we discussed, you know, how we can increase their respect, the mutual respect. How can we be thankful to this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we are discussing the next part of this beautiful sentence of Imam alayhi salam, where he mentions, وَإِن كَانَ حَقُّكَ عَلَيْهَا أَوْجَبْ. You know, definitely husband has also rights, and husband's rights are awjab, you know, more incumbent, more important.
Absolutely,
Because he is definitely the, you know, the sustainer. He has to provide all the physical, mental, spiritual, and material things which can lead a family to a peaceful life.
So, look. The way you are translating is beautifully. Like, you are taking again all the responsibility. You are saying, you know, we as a husband, we have so much responsibilities on our shoulders. Therefore, our haq is more than wives.
Because we have a lot of duties,
yeah.
So our rights are also, important. These are mutual things. If husband provides all the rights of his wife, definitely he will get in return his own rights also. His wife will respect him. She will show the most respect, most love, and she will make a beautiful and peaceful house for him where he can find all the tranquility and peace, definitely. Imam says your right is aujab, incumbent, more important. But still Imam says, فَإِنَّ لَهَا عَلَيْكَ أَن تَرْحَمَهَا. Again emphasizes, you know. Here Imam says you have to be merciful with your wife.
So much stress. Before he said tukrimuha, then he said turfiqa biha, then tarhamaha.
Yeah.
You know, three different wordings, mashallah.
You have to be merciful. You know, the politeness, gentleness, and these merciful, you know, this has a beautiful result. Again, women manifesting the jamal and the beautiness and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you care them gently, politely, and you be merciful with them, then they will show their fragrance, you know, a beautiful aroma and fragrance which will
come out from them
and make your life very, very aromaful and full of fragrance, where you can breathe peacefully and tranquility you can feel there.
Husband have to feed her. Husband has to give her clothes, yeah. You know, the house, everything.
He has to provide all the sources, you know, physical sustenance, spiritual even peace, tranquility, and he has to provide all the sources for, you know, their
even
children,
education, yeah, health,
for
and so much,
clothes and house,
yeah,
and vehicle,
no
and
doubt,
whatever
yes.
they need, physically or mentally, he has to provide, and which is a very tough job in this nowadays in this situation. It is in a beautiful way, you know, if we look at this, even the sentences of Imam, how beautifully he conveys this message.
She has to do so many sacrifices too. We have to be balanced, yeah, definitely. Yeah. That is reality. That, like, for example, if husband is moving from one country to another country, she has to move. Yeah. Maybe she doesn't like to move, yeah? Or, for example, if someone is living in a very joint family system, so she has to go and live with parents of husband and in-laws, you know, the language barrier. Sometimes, you know, your language and your husband's, like, family language is different, you know? You know, like they are so, like maybe I'm from Iran and my husband is from Iraq and they speaks, you know, Arabic and I don't know anything, but I love my husband and I'm just marrying him. And then I have to move with them and then I have to, you know, like adopt all the culture sometimes. So I'm like most of the sacrifices, yeah, in the beginning of the marriage life, most of the time, a woman and wife should do. So she doesn't have that many choices. You know, husband yeah. has more choices.
Yeah, definitely, you are right. But again, all these sacrifices she is doing because of her own comfort and
yeah.
peace. If, you know, again, we are looking in that angle that this is a mutual relationship.
Okay.
You know, if a wife is giving a lot of sacrifices, she's sacrificing her, you know, physical appearance, she's sacrificing her own wishes, her own needs sometimes, because she wants to have a peaceful life, because she feels that husband is part of her own body, means, you know, there are two wheels of one, you know, motor. So if both wheels work together, then their car can work properly.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Yeah, Islam also emphasizes, Islam has shown us beautiful guidelines to how to balance your life. Sometimes you have to give a lot of sacrifices. Sometimes husband has to sacrifice his own, you know, desires and wishes and his time and whatever he has to make a peaceful and beautiful life.
So tut'imuha wa taksuha. You know, that is his duty. It'am and like feeding her and also clothing her. And I love this sentence. What you have something to say here?
In tut'imuha wa taksuha, according to the Islamic rulings, you know, he has to provide according to the status of wife, you know.
Yeah, this most of the time they don't understand about the status.
Not according
of
to your status, but according to your wife's status. But for example,
if she agrees, then it's okay.
Then it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, they can both, you know, as you said, they can sacrifice everything. But according to the Islamic rulings, husband's duty it is to provide her with the, you know, he has to keep in his mind that her status, whatever she deserves, he has to provide. Clothing and food and even house. Definitely, again, it depends upon the, you know.
So this is also one of the very beautiful rights what she gets from husband. Like Islam is totally understanding her needs. You know, the way she used to live before marriage in her parents' house, you know, maybe if she used to have a helper, if she used to have a car. So now if she's demanding the same thing which she used to have before, that is her right, yeah.
Yeah, again, the beauty of Islam, because Islam has given all the rights according to our mentality, according to our physical fitness, according to our, you know, spiritual needs.
Yeah. So Islam doesn't say you have to take a big jump, you know, from, yeah, like, for example, if you are having a very lavish life and if you are moving to the village, so you have to, you know, just adopt each and everything. No, slowly, slowly, if you like, yeah, welcome. But if you can't, that is your right. You can take whatever you want. And the last sentence is so beautiful, which we are going to discuss, inshallah, in our next episode, which is, وَإِذَا جَهِلَتْ عَفَوْتَ أَنْهَا. Look at, yeah, again, you know, my salams on Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the way he's respecting a Muslim lady, that he's saying to husband that if sometimes out of ignorance she's doing some kinds of mistakes, yeah, so just ignore it. Forgive her. Don't just stick with those negative, you know, mistakes which she's doing, negativity of her life. Every person has some
because
negativity.
We are humans and, yeah, we do a lot of mistakes in, yes, our daily, day-to-day life.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is to forgive, to ignore.
Yeah.
We have a very important principle in our daily lives, according to Islam and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
What is that principle?
That principle is called taghaful.
Yeah, aslut taghaful, yeah.
Taghaful.
To ignore.
If we understand this principle, we will understand that it will totally change our life. It,
inshallah,
will bring peace and tranquility in our life. So, dear listeners, again, unfortunately, the time is not allowing us to talk more. We have to stop here.
So we have to take benefit of this amazing, amazing website and amazing experts who are talking about various topics which we need in our daily life.
Thank you, Razia, for being
with
us.
You're most welcome.
I hope our listeners have enjoyed. Until our next episode, fi amanillah.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road.